It all started so well. The March sunlight shining, TDs wearing their pretty daffodils for charity. But then the opposition said that Michael Lowry has made Micheál Martin look a right tulip, and the Sinn Féin leader was licking nettles.
Yay! You came in like a wrecking ball, Sue Micheál. Cry me a river with your self-inflation victimhood. That's my job. Your job is grubby deals. I mean, what has Lowry gotten you? This is our opposition speaking time. Lowry, he doesn't even go here.
It had more digs than Glasnevin Cemetery. Mary Lou told Micheál that he should know better, since he's been in the Dáil a lifetime, and that he's sanctimonious. Little does she know, he's proud of these things. Our lad, who's been around forever with a high opinion of himself, is practically his LinkedIn profile.
Well, first of all, I didn't interrupt you. Don't interrupt me. I'm not allowed to speak. I'm not allowed to speak here. Jeepers, I sound like Jerry Adams this way, don't I? This is high door. You've changed the Dáil forever now. Wait, that sounds like a compliment. You're overreacting. I just want Lowry's lad's time to ask badly written questions. It's only 8 minutes. 8 minutes, come on.
Babes, we've seen the cut of Barry Heenahan, and we seriously doubt he has the stamina to last for even 8 minutes. Mic drop.
In fact, it was 6 minutes that shook the world. Men and women in the opposition roaring at a hapless Count Corla Verona Murphy. But mostly it was Piers Doherty, whose forehead veins looked like little Joe Rogan's.
Tisha, you're holding the house to ransom with Lowry's dowry. How much did you give him, Micheál? How much did you promise him a rose garden? How much?
The Taoiseach hit back at Sinn Féin's talking contusion.
Well, Deputy, I've witnessed naked aggression from you, Doherty. Nice. Your posture and stance ahead.
Ah,
your sweat and bulging manliness is quite a turn on, in fact. Oh. It's a small bit too sexy now, to be fair. And there's no place for that in Irish politics. As well you know. Yay. Look at my front bench, for example. Look at them. Stiffy killers, the whole lot of them. Stiffy killers.
And so followed the 6 minutes of mayhem and the panicking woman in robes googling protocols to see if she can bring in a wooden spoon or a cattle prod the next time uttered her only complete sentence of that afternoon.
Ye are making an absolute holy show of yourselves, and that's saying something now, coming from a person who once ran for Fine Gael and was dropped for saying migrants might be in ISIS. A holy show of yourselves.
Soon the drool-filled howling was out of control. This was Dáil out war.
Carla, stop the lights!
You
stop
Deputy lights. Stag!
This is Sparta! Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't ya?
You cannot be serious!
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
Mustard!
Freedom! And stop trying to make fetch happen!
After the vote that conferred victory on him, Michael Lowry, the disgraced TD who personally has 7 or 8 million euro and a Taoiseach, a grown man who's 72 years of age, stuck up his two fingers. His one-fingered apology said even more about him.
If anyone was offended, that is their problem. I've always salute people on the road by giving them the two fingers, flipping a bird, no harm at all. Sure, I tell fellas to off all the time. That's just an affectionate thing where I come from. And if any gobshite was offended, then they're thick and they have just taken my very kind f*** off gesture completely out of context. Oh, arthritis would have been a better excuse. Pity I'm only thinking of that now. Ah, fuck.
Micheál Martin says he's done no deal with the Tipperary terror, even though his efforts to keep him happy are akin to adding the whole country to a chat group with Lowry to plot the bombing of Dáil Convention in full view. And for now, the Taoiseach has set up Dáil dating time with regional independents, where Lowry lackeys can ask questions. Things like, Micheál, you're looking well. Would you like to fill the space in my heart? And also my constituency with roads and grants for greyhounds and bus stops. So the question remains, does Lowry have something over Micheál? What sort of info could compromise a watery, lean lad from Cork who won't even let himself go at a biscuit during the Christmas? What is the compromise? Secret footage of him scoring the face off a donut in a nightclub in Cork? McSherry?
Actually, I call it Court Mac. I don't like the sherry. It's too strong for me. No. Pilates and a bottle of warm stout is a mad night out for me now in terms of...
Micheál Lahan, RT's going to need another bailout to pay for my therapy bill after this. Leinster Shouthouse.
Mr. President!
that a journalist was accidentally given access to a signal group chat.
Access to what? I don't know what this is. The first time I'm hearing
it. Was containing highly sensitive military plans, sir. What's your reaction to this?
We don't have highly sensitive military secrets. First of all, that's wrong. Our secrets are not highly sensitive. They're manly. Manly secrets. They're not woke. They're not DEI. They're not sensitive at all. These manly military secrets, they love locker room talk. And believe me, nobody does better locker room talk than I
do. Mr. President, this is an embarrassing security breach. Surely there will be severe consequences for those involved.
Well, I have no information, but it is definitely the fault of some low-level staffer.
Your security advisor...
I'm going to have to get Elon to give him the Doge treatment. Stick him in the boot of a Tesla. Very spacious, I hear. Very quiet ride. We'll drive him out to the desert. Beautiful car. Leave him there to die with the car, because it'll be out of juice, of course. EVs are such loser cars. It was a low-level staffer. You. Next question.
Mike Waltz, his boss, has literally said it was his fault and his fault alone for adding the journalist.
Well, what was crazy Kamala's Veep dude doing in the group chat? They just can't accept defeat, these guys. They're disgusting. They'll probably say the election was stolen from them.
No, sir.
Just horrible people.
No, sir, that was Tim Waltz. This is Mike Waltz, your security advisor. He'd admitted adding the journalist,
right,
and the White House has confirmed
this. Well, let me say this. This was a glitch. And in 2 months, we only had one glitch. It's a record. We're the best ever. One single glitch.
That's your excuse? Seriously? Glitch, please.
And anyway, the real sleazebag is the journalist who published this, who stole our classified group chat on a publicly available cheap app, which one guy opened even in Moscow. Incredible. And
Mr. President, the journalist did not add himself to the group chat.
Excuse me. No war plans were shared.
Sir.
No times, no locations. This is a
hoax. Mr. President, the Atlantic has released the full chat. Secretary Hegseth shared all the times, giving the enemy 2 and 3 hours notice of U.S. pilots in their airspace.
Maybe he was drunk. He's such a drunk, they say. Mostly his mom.
Sir.
But hold on, new tactic. We all make mistakes. That's good, right? Wow. I'm admitting mistakes. That makes me great. Wow. Poor guy, you made a simple mistake of national security importance. It happens.
Is there, Mr. President, you accuse Hillary Clinton of her email stored in her home server, the security...
Well, she should be in jail. This was different. This was a man's mistake. They got a lot going on, the men. A lot of mistresses and war and stuff. All Hillary was doing was becoming an old lady. I can't think of anything more disgusting. Nice questions. You go ahead.
Fox News here, sir. I'd just like to commend the administration for being so transparent and sharing war plans with journalists.
Thank you.
And as a follow-up, I just want to say you're the best, Mr. President, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, let me sign your face with my Sharpie. Thank you.
It would be an honor.
Thank you, everyone. Okay, I'll see you losers later.
Thank you.
Francis is on shot. We're discussing Gavin Noon, the TikTok lad. Who is he when he's at home?
He's the chap with the scraggly beard and the long hair. Bang of Game of Thrones extra off him.
You're the man who makes the videos about spuds and Jaffa cakes. AI couldn't generate content more tailor-made to me and my interests.
Well, he's very popular. Would be my cup of tea. In fact, I've seen him shouting about cups of tea online.
And we have a clip of that very thing. Roll it there.
All right, now, look at this yank making a cup of tea. Disgusting. It's a crime against humanity.
Oh, that's very good.
Now, am I really cross about this person? No.
Ooh.
But it does great numbers on the TikTok. And yeah, this is my real voice.
Oh, very good.
So follow me. I am delicious.
No, was that offensive to tea?
It was. What did tea ever do to him? It's only a bit of hot water in porcelain with fetching trim like. Come on.
And of course, he's landed himself in hot water now. Huh?
Excellent segue, Doughy.
Eat your heart out, Tommy Boo.
It all began when he made a video about immigration, of all things.
I wouldn't go near it.
He said Ireland has an immigration issue and our systems are being taken advantage of.
Less acting the maggot, more acting the mega. And come here, was Gavin Noon duly cancelled then?
Well, he did a bit of a snowflake feint in that he deactivated his accounts. People were going hysterical. But sure, he was back again in no time.
Huh.
I mean, I've had sheets drying on the line for longer than he was away.
He posted a 9-minute video explaining himself. Did he say sorry, Francis?
I haven't a notion. It's a 9-minute video. Look, the lesson here is if you want to shout your head off about things you don't know anything about, don't do it on the TikTok.
Exactly.
Do it on the telly instead.
What?
They'll pay for your train fare. Why buy the cow when you could get the milk for free?
Cow's milk any day. Great stuff. Now, after the break, 25-year-olds modelling mother of the bride outfits. Don't go away.
This show is mad.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Attention!
What?
At Simon, reporting for duty for the front line in Lebanon, and let my presence today be a sign of force to anyone who doubted Ireland's formidable military presence. We are committed to boots on the ground. Boots!
They look more like loafers from here, you know.
How dare you! These are wingtips in honour of our new range of fighter jets.
At least they're both the same colour this time.
What?
You left our house a couple of weeks ago in two different shoes.
Well, you see, that was a deliberate attempt to discombobulate enemy intelligence. How can they predict our movements if they can't even predict our footwear?
What?
Because, ladies and gentlemen, we are at war. Pew, pew, pew.
Would you say this has been a productive visit to Lebanon so far, Thornishton?
Yes. Harrier Jet Harris, as they're calling me, is battle ready. And let me just say, if you thought we deployed enough troops abroad so far, you ain't seen nothing yet. Bang, bang.
If you're so keen to deploy troops in war zones, would you ever consider signing up to the armed forces yourself?
Yeah, well, impossible, unfortunately. My ears scrolling on the front line of TikTok comment sections have left me with chronic carpal tunnel. Besides, I'm still suffering from PTSD, post-Taoiseach stress disorder. I keep waking up screaming from the same nightmare where I'm surrounded by women in fleeces in a Cork supermarket. Oh. I try to run away, but they just keep asking questions. Get back! Bang, bang, bang!
Minister, your obsession with dismantling the triple lock system is seen as a fop to defence lobbyists to blow up our neutrality.
Well, consider yourself triple blocked after that question. Block, block, block!
What?
Ungrateful swine would never coming on a foreign visit again. A double lock system is the obvious choice for Ireland. And instead of a UN mandate, I'll receive a text to my phone while I'm cowering in Greystone saying, it looks like you're trying to deploy the army. Can you confirm? And of course,
speaking of battlefields, are you feeling left out not being in the Dáil right now? It looks like we might have to deploy the army there.
I am absolutely very relevant to the situation at home, and Micheál Martin, the co-Taoiseach, has kept me informed of everything important. Well, he's forwarding me all the instructions he receives from Michael Lowry. Oh, I've said too much.
Well, nobody's really noticed you were missing, Minister. Your predecessor's new job got more attention than you did this week.
Well, that was devastating news. I thought the post-Taoiseach future would be world affairs. John Bruton was EU ambassador to Washington. Now all we've to look forward to is a grimy job in PR. Ugh.
He wasn't even any good at his own PR.
Now let's get to the real business. Yeah. Overspending on military projects that we urgently need to begin so that we can be behind schedule as soon as possible. Sorry, now. Can I see a spreadsheet for all these military purchases?
Patrick O'Donovan, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm keeping an eye on the figures because you boys always lose the run of yourselves.
Everybody, time for a tactical retreat. Pew, pew, pew. Bang, bang. Get back.
Right, here we are with Brian O'Driscoll in the studio. How are you doing?
Hey, man. How are you?
Very serious story here now.
What?
He's just been prosecuted and charged by the Consumer Protection Commission over social media posts.
That's not actually...
Did he let you out on day release through this or what?
I haven't actually been to prison. It's just more of a warning that I need to be clear with my brand posting hashtag ad.
Right, a warning. So you got a suspended sentence, is that right?
Actually, there's no conviction here.
Well, I never got that impression from your downbeat voice anyway.
It's a compliance notice. Is all, you know.
Compliance! That's all it did. Wow. Who expected a state agency to be so toothless?
Yeah.
What happens now?
If I do it again, they'll fine me €5,000.
€5,000?
Yeah.
Wow. You'll be paying that off for a while?
Yeah. At least 3 minutes of an inspirational speech at a KPMG corporate retreat. I'm not actually endorsing KPMG, but guys, call me and hashtag ad.
Tell us, what did you do in the first place, bud?
Well, I was promoting an awesome Japanese premium base layer brand. Hashtag ad.
Base layer, yeah. Now you're gone. He had a few hits, didn't he? Base layer.
No, that's Base Hunter.
Does nightclub appearances in Navan, I believe. You could do that.
No.
The brand stuff all falls through. You could do that.
I'll stick with the SponCon, Ray. Actually, my mouth is quite dry now, but thankfully I brought a delicious bottle of Parchade. Hashtag Spon.
Yeah. You see, online, you can get away with anything online.
Get away, yeah. Can't wait to go on haul soon with getaway.ie. Fly midweek for half. Hashtag ad.
Wouldn't get away with that here. I tried a partnership once with Ray Vita. We called it Ray Vita.
Wow.
Couldn't get through the powers that be. Couldn't get through. Wrote a letter and all to the broadcast authority.
Ah.
Does anyone else write letters? Do you remember Mailbag?
No, but Mailbag sounds like a men's health charity. I would totally hashtag spawn.
Anyway, I see your wife Amy is in trouble too. What's she done?
No, she's just launched a wine brand. The range includes Sauvignon Bod and Chardonnay Amy. Cute.
It's just, it feels like the celebrity wine fad was about 5 years ago, no?
What?
Don't let her write the labels, whatever you do, or it'll end up like her novels and the sitcom.
Yeah, so her amazing wine is Amy Azing.
Terrible name. Is that what it's called?
No, it's... Yeah, that's what it's called. Exactly, yeah.
What is?
The wine is...
Amy Azing.
No, it's called Ah. Yeah, there you did it.
Are you okay? No. Those concussions catching up with you or what's wrong?
No, that's the name of the brand. Ah. A-H as in her initials.
Thought that would be copyrighted by Aha. Anyway, these gimmicks are lost to me.
Now you're doing it. Yeah, that's it. Cool.
Well, if she branches out to a red, I presume she'll call it Meh.
Can I get a taxi now?
Keep in touch with the show, stay with Ray, and use the hashtag sad.
I love it.
No, Marty, that plastic cutlery is only for the Fair City crowd.
What?
I got you a proper spoon.
A canteen collectible, thanks, Des. So, are you in Crocker for Sunday?
No, yeah. I tried to get out of it by saying I was washing my hair, but apparently the Mayo team had already tried that.
It is a conundrum, all right.
Yeah.
A league final that nobody wants to be in at all.
Even the referee chanced saying that he had to wait at home for a parcel.
Still, what a cliffhanger that was last weekend. Seven teams with nothing to separate them. I was on the edge of my seat, and not for the usual reasons.
Yes, sorry about that, Marty. It was mainly drool, though, with a bit of mayonnaise from the coleslaw.
The teams were up and down that league table like mothers and others when Marty's pulling raffle tickets, or as they're sometimes known, Marty's martyrs.
So, I suppose you'll be in Croker as well?
Actually, Des, I'm going to go to Terminbarry.
Where's that? What?
Roscommon for the Division 4 Hurling League Final.
Sorry, there's a Division 4.
Of course, there's a Division 1A, 1B, 2 and 3 as well.
And these things have finals.
Obviously. What the hell do you think happened, Des?
Well, like the rest of us, I just presume the hurling kept dragging on in the background until eventually just merged into the championship without anyone noticing. Bit like when you're on the M7 and suddenly you're on the road to Cork when you thought you were going to Limerick.
Huh? Wow. Well, all roads lead to Corrigan Park in Antrim next weekend.
I'm not even sure one road leads to Corrigan Park.
No.
This is an Ulster Championship opener. Antrim against Armagh, isn't
yes.
it? And Antrim are forcing them into a tiny ground for the advantage of what? To be hammered at home?
It's David versus Goliath stuff. The All-Ireland champions in front of 4,000 fans in West Belfast. It's echoes of Newbridge or nowhere.
Yeah, do you remember that?
2018.
Kildare threatening to pull out of the championship if their game against Mayo was moved to Croker.
So Mayo was forced into Newbridge. A heroic stance by the Lily Whites. There's even a mural commemorating it to this day.
Remind me where Kildare finished up that year.
Nowhere. Des.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, did you put that plastic spoon in your trousers pocket after all?
No, Des. No, I haven't.
Oh, God.
Showing!
The Prime Minister, sir!
Yes, the weekly downer, yes.
Your Majesty, it's my absolute honour to be here in your presence again, standing in the same vicinity, being located at the same latitude and indeed longitude.
Prime Minister, I'm just making my latest royal playlist as it happens. Some absolute bangers in there, too.
I have been known to enjoy a banger.
Really?
Ideally with a plate of mash and perhaps some gravy if I'm feeling extra adventurous, Your Majesty.
Yes, I suppose when one is in the club,
what?
We all fam. Anyway, how's it all going in the hot seat?
Well, we are facing difficult times, sir. The Middle East. Israel has broken the ceasefire and is now bombing Gaza and disrupting aid.
Dreadful news. And what were they doing during the ceasefire?
Bombing Gaza and disrupting aid.
Right.
But slightly less than usual.
Right. And what is the strategy now?
We're throwing every possible carefully worded press release out of the situation, Your Majesty.
But didn't the Foreign Secretary say a week ago that Israel had broken international law?
However, he spoke out of place. He was place adjacent in making that statement. And my office rebuked this, confirmed.
Yeah.
We believe Israel is simply at risk of breaking international law. Part of my campaign pledge to put the ick back into semantics.
I see. International law is a bit like royal power, I suppose. It exists mainly in theory. Right, any other news? How's the week going?
Sadly, the week are facing difficult times as the spring statement cut sickness and disability benefits.
Gosh.
Slash the civil service. And we're going after tax avoiders.
I hereby dissolve Parliament.
But not on your fortune, sir.
Oh.
No, the Duchy of Lancaster remains totally out of bounds.
You may continue to serve at my pleasure, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Let one simply look at the floor at the news of such doom and foreboding for my subjects.
There's no doubt hard decisions, but necessary to fill this financial black hole that we're in.
I would avoid mentioning the colour of the hole if it all possible. It's the kind of thing that really gets one into trouble these days, you see.
Right, of course, sir. In other news, we've also just bailed out one of our largest water suppliers.
I feel there's a Sisyphean metaphor in there someplace.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. They've been dumping all sorts in the water. Now, I trust all is well with the royal family, sir?
More or less, apart from the ongoing rumpus over Meghan's vulgar Netflix series. I mean, who on earth could enjoy such soporific drivel?
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree, sir. It's absolutely riveting.
What?
Very much identified with her appearing in a house that doesn't actually belong to her.
Oh, dear.
And as for the bath salts recipe, oh boy, I was perched on the precipice of my seating accommodations.
Anyway, I see that you threw a party in Downing Street. Quite the change for Number 10 to host a legal one. For...
Well, that's right. It was a Patrick's Day unlike no other, yes. Since it occurred nearly a week after the date itself. And boy, did we enjoy pints of the black stuff later.
You can't say that anymore. The paddies would be...
Ah, you certainly can't say that, sir. Golly. Can you say golly?
I don't know at all, little boy. Let's leave it there, shall we?
ML added you to the group. ML changed group name to Lowry's Crack Lackeys. ML is typing.
Team-boss here. Stop. Establishing a group chat for coordination on Operation Lowry Loophole ahead of ructions. We'll secure those speaking rights by hook or by crook today.
Sean Canny is typing.
Or so the Moriarty Tribunal says. Ha ha ha.
Of course, I refute the findings. LOL.
Barry Heenahan is typing.
Louser man, you're the dude. Jealousy's like a disease and the shinners are in critical condition. Boom! Crying laughing emoji.
Sean Canny is typing.
With you all the way, Supreme Leader. I mean, Deputy Lowry. Grateful for all you do.
ML reacted with middle finger emoji.
Why did you just give me the finger, boss?
That was taken out of context. The gesture means thank you.
Thumbs up.
Taoiseach is typing.
I'll look after you today, lads. Don't worry. Winky face emoji. No, I didn't mean to type that out. I wanted the actual emoji. Oops, that's the poo swirl now. How do I delete this?
Gillian Toole is typing.
Gillian Toole.
Bahaha! Did Toolser just have an Ed Balls moment? Epic.
She was searching herself like...
Gillian Toole has left the group.
Lads, drinking game idea. Take a sip every time you hear the following. Grubby deal. Ride roughshod. Stroke politics. Make Bertie blush.
Oh, I'll be locked at lunchtime.
Calm down, young Barry.
Saz, worried face emoji.
At Taoiseach, well done on holding your own against Mary Lou.
Thumbs up. At ML, you owe me Lowry. Crying laughing emoji.
At Taoiseach, I do not owe you. You are indebted to me, remember? Respect the kingmaker now.
Taoiseach is typing. Taoiseach is typing. Taoiseach is typing.
Please forgive me. 'Twas only a joke.
Leave the jokes to Pat Short. Middle finger.
You're welcome.
Michael Collins says it's a dark day for democracy. LOL. More like a dark day for shirt buttons. Why is his chest hair out? Who does he think he is? Burt Reynolds?
Who is Burt Reynolds? I was born in the 90s, man.
Just laugh along and agree with everything I say. There's a good lad.
Thumbs up.
Verona Murphy is typing.
This lot are doing my bloody head in. Wish I was here now.
Verona shared photo of Jennifer Coolidge's character in The White Lotus drinking a glass of wine.
Laughing crying face emoji.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Gotta go deal with these whinge bags. Might even do a surprise vote. That'll serve them right. BTW. I was never here now.
Zipped lips emoji.
Verona has left the group.
Lads, vote passed. We're in business, baby.
Amazing work. Powerful start. Praying emoji. Muscly arm emoji. Tricolour emoji.
Vintage arm chancing and billigarding today. Felt like the 90s.
It's always the 90s when Lowry's around.
Watch it, Kenny. Kiss the ring.
Fionnán Sheehan is typing.
What? OMFG.
Jizz. I must have added your man in by accident. How long has he been here? Me fingers are always getting me in trouble.
Taoiseach has left the group. Barry Heenahan has left the group. Sean Canny has left. ML has deleted Lowry's Crack Lackeys group chat.
Alright, big up my Mary Lunatics, TGIF. Thank Jerry, it's Friday, what?
Woo! What are you so chirpy about, boss?
Excuse me?
The work of Dal Aaron is stalled due to a sordid back alley deal with Larry and Michal. It's unseemly. It's unethical. It is unacceptable.
All right, Pierce, honey, you've been wound up all week, shouting your head off like the poor child from adolescence. Do we have to call an exorcist for you?
Nihal, but it's an absolute disgrace.
First of all, I'm living my best life, smack talking Michal like a celebrity roast.
Yeah, but
I don't have to memorize boring figures.
Okay.
I don't have to pretend I understand tariffs or have any policies. All this argy-bargy is basically very much my jam.
Right.
I hope they don't tariff my jam, by the way. It's adding tar to things, isn't that what?
No, it's a tax charge on goods imported.
Well, what I do understand is speaking time privileges, and you don't have any at this particular momo. Deputy Cullinan, the floor is yours.
Can I just say, you're girl bossing the opposition like nobody's business, boy.
Well, you use your time well, Deputy. I am the girl boss. Notice how I'm always at the front of the joint pressers now, flanked by Batchik and Michael Collins. Wow.
Come here then now, hey.
Yeah.
Did you hear Matty McGrath call Collins a traitor, including the actual big fella as well? Both.
Well, I mean, attacking the present day not hot Michael Collins is one thing,
aye,
but slagging the hot 90s Liam Neeson version is totally unacceptable.
Point of order, he did give up the North.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but between ourselves, anyone who grew up in West Cork and took one look at Newry, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, you can see it from...
Well, no.
You know what I mean?
Speaking of the occupying forces, did you see the Brits adding blah to the Oxford Dictionary?
Yeah, nobody cares about that outside of Waterford, David, so...
He just wants to get the thing out of his system.
Up the blah!
There you go.
I see. Also, David, why did you and half the Shinners tweet in support of Garan Noone, BTW?
Aye, the way people were talking about it was like he was passed away.
You're right, Matt, and some of the photos shared of him had a real bang of RIP.ie off them.
We have to keep the funny young fellas on side,
he's absolutely right. Funny young fellas online is a very important Shinner constituency.
Yeah, I suppose people with confused, half-baked views on immigration need to stick together. Loosen up, lads. And anyway, I'm suspending the house and pushing the next round of pints on it. Because tonight we're going to make an absolute holy show of ourselves.
Off the blast!
You know what, Veep? I can't believe the fake news hoax story about the group chat was 100% true.
Uh-huh.
Who's the guy on there second-guessing me? Username JDV?
I'm sure that was just another annoying journalist stirring up trouble, sir.
Can you explain some of the text lingo? What the hell is a Yemen? Is that the same as YOLO?
No, it's a country we're bombing.
Oh, I see. I forgot. Why are we bombing them, though?
Well, some rebels are threatening the Suez Canal. Personally, I think that's Europe's problem. They're utterly pathetic.
Well, they are if they're using the canal as a sewer. Those guys are sick. Disgusting.
Well, look at all the things that are going so well. I mean, I'm going to Greenland today. We're not invited, but I thought I'd check out the place before the invasion.
What's the plan, JD?
Well, I'm going to Nuuk, the capital.
Jeez, whoa, okay, calm down.
No, that's the name of the capital, Nuuk.
JD.
My wife and I are going to Nuuk together.
You let your wife near the nuclear, so I wouldn't let my wife touch any of my affair phones. That's incredible. Unbelievable.
Well, the second lady and I have a very strong relationship, sir.
The second lady? I thought you were against divorce.
Well, I am, but
anyway, the only thing we're going to nuke is Ireland's pharma industry. I want all those blue pills home.
Wait, I thought we were red pill people, no? In the manosphere?
I don't know, but I don't need blue pills because I'm so hot for Irish pharma right now.
Oh, okay, right.
Hubba, hubba.
Okay.
April 2 is coming for you.